This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is David.
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So, how's your day going today?
Pretty good. You know what I want to ask you?
Sure.
I did send over that website questionnaire, and I did send over some pictures, some media pictures that would probably look really nice with color schemes. Did you receive that? Because I got a couple emails that it wasn't received.
Are you already done with it?
I sent it over. I'm just now on the messages part of your site, and I was going to try to attach it to that, thinking that maybe you hadn't received that. Mm-hmm. Am I correct that you didn't receive it?
Let me see. Just give me a quick moment. I'm just in front of the teamwork where you're basically having the access. So I've seen that there is nothing from your site. The only thing which I got from you today is the number of yours where you just send me, like, give me a call. That's it.
Okay. You know what I'm doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to you as we're doing it. I'm sending you media. There's a lot of media out on this book. And so I'm sending you some, you know, because your questionnaire asked for color schemes and such.
Mm-hmm.
And so I apologize that you guys didn't get that Monday. I sent it twice and it kicked it back like not received.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you to think I'm not doing my homework for the website. I am.
Okay. You're such a good student, though.
You what?
You're such a good student, though, if you're doing this twice and...
It's okay. I'm going to send it again so that you have it. I'm all like a little frustrating. But am I right? It's better to send it through the website to you?
Yeah. I think you already got the existing website as well, right?
Well, I have an existing website, but you're doing kellychristina.net for me, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Okay. And right now, because there are color schemes and there's a lot of awards on the book,
mm-hmm.
and I think it would look really nice, sharp on the site, but without giving you that information, how are you supposed to know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm working on that for you right now as we speak. I'm plugging in some pictures and stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, you know, what I'm looking for is just a new creative touch, you know, for this site. I think I told you I own the other domain. Like, you can take the about me and you can take the, you know, the contents of the book off the other site. But I'm just looking for a sharper approach, and then obviously, you know, we're going to be a little bit more aggressive on selling books this time around,
so,
you know?
Yeah, may I know that, like, basically what is the nature of your book is?
See what?
What is the nature of your book?
It's an international bestseller, first off the bat.
Bestseller.
And do what?
Yeah, go ahead, I'm listening.
It's an international best-selling book, and it's got an international impact award to it. And I actually, in the questionnaire, I was thinking, you know, we can make a simple website, but there are some, like, formal media write-ups on the book that I think would look, you know, very good for the purpose of this site, which is advertising and buying the book. And I sent you in the questionnaire, and you're going to get it shortly, some of the formal reviews, because even my new book distributor was like, you know, it would look really nice, you know, if we could advertise, you know, some of the book trib, that's Jim, just some of the formal book reviews on a section of the site.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Definitely, like, we will be creating the separate section for your book selling point. So there you can just use a picture of your book and as well as whatever the price you basically gonna use to sell your book so you count. So the book has its separate section onto the website.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And but you're going to see, I'm sending you right now, give me 1 second and I'll be done with it, okay?
Sure.
I'm sending you some of the filming pictures. I've spent a fortune on this book last year.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, this is a heavily awarded book. The idea is that I can build, I've seen some of your sites. They appear very, very sharp. And so the general idea is that we get a second, you know, site out there rolling. Okay, now I've attached all the files.
Mm-hmm.
How do I send it?
You can just simply click on the send button. It say the
pull. But you know what? I attached the files,
mm-hmm.
but it's not letting me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
So let's zoom in this way. Let's just send me a file on to my email address, which is david.morgan@orbitdesignagency.com. Let me send you an email on Teamwork so you can just copy and paste from there. Just send me the document there, okay? So
that's perfect.
Yep. Just give me a quick moment. So, may I know that, like, the only thing which you need to do on this website is just to sell your book or something else?
We are selling, and I just, now it's going to let me do it, I think. I just think I sent it over to your message, but if you send me an email, that would be perfect. I can just forward it.
I just got your email
because,
and the pictures, and as well as the website, for sure. I think you were sending me around like 9 pictures on the one document. So in total, I am getting your 10 attachments now.
Okay, you see it now? It's so hard to talk to somebody about a website if they don't give you the information on what you think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. We don't even know what are the things that you're looking for into your website without seeing anything or knowing.
Exactly. And on the questionnaire that I sent you, I sent you links of some of the media reviews of the book, thinking, okay, go ahead.
Pull up the documents. According to that, we will discuss more. Okay, let me see. Yep, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm seeing that you haven't mentioned the name of your business, and as well as I need to know that, like, what does it mean, like, for the buy the book new listings, or will be coming in a couple of weeks?
Yes. I'm switching out distributors, all right? Amazon is getting torn down. They are working on the new listings, which means that I would say in a week, I will have buy the book at probably Barnes and Noble. Mm-hmm. Buy the book, you know, like, but I'm not going to have that. I mean, you can build the site, but the actual purchase the book button, it's going to be a moment. It's just because I had to tear down the worldwide listings and start again is basically what I'm doing.
Are you already done with the sign up with the Barnes and Noble to get your books published there? Or because we do have this ability to do this for you as well. If you are, so definitely we will go ahead and get this thing done for you as well.
Well, I have a new distributor, and I've spent a fortune switching it out. So I'm good on that. In other words, we're switching out, you know, by the way, I'm adding one more picture because it's a media picture and I like it and I'm sending it to you. Mm-hmm. So nobody has to worry about the listing. The book is going to be listed and I can hand you over, you know how I can, the link to buy the book. And you know what? I mean, you know, there may be more than one. I may, you know, give you a buy it at Barnes & Noble and buy it at Walmart. I just won't know until we switched over. But I already have my new book distributor locked down. That's a done deal. And it's bought and paid for. And with the general idea, they advertise transparency and they're not there to screw over authors. So I'm just looking for a second author website. And I gave you the information on my other author website. It's very simple, you know. But to sell these books, I want to be able to blast out that site with the buy the book button. That's what I was doing before with Amazon. Go ahead.
Let me just pull out your existing website. So at least I have something in. I have an idea what you have before.
Okay, you're pulling up Kelly Dennehy, Christina.
Yeah, .com.
And I'm going to keep that, by the way. But it did have buy the book on Amazon, and I already had them tear it down. I'm going to give them a new one, buy the book at Barnes & Noble, or there's a list of book lists. They've got a list of book companies, and I don't have it yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that your about book about the author as a woman in today's world, Kelly Christina, attributes her success to her hard work. Okay, got it. The certifications are there. The get in touch is there. Okay, I got you. So basically you're looking for the website where you can basically showcasing the book of yours, and as well as you need to sell your book as well. So may I know that, like, how many, like, what is basically the cost for your book, which you are going to list it down onto the website?
And with your permission, David, I'm going to be able to, here it is, David, here, I'm sending, I see your email now. Thank you for supplying that. I'm going to have all that for you. The paperback, we're going to list it at $11.99. And the ebook at $5.99, and I'm going to have all of that for you if you can just be patient about a week. All right.
Sure.
I have specific instructions for my book distributor. Push it out to Barnes and Noble, Ingram Sparks, Walmart, all of the book companies. But they absolutely will not be listing with Amazon. No way in hell.
Mm-hmm.
For what they're doing right now. So this is just a second website showcasing the book. You're absolutely right. That's what we're doing. And we're showcasing the book again. I do have a guy that I use, and he does it for me very affordable, but he blasts out the author website. And it's just, I just want to use a double site for more aggressive book sales. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a horrible idea?
No, it's not. It's just a good idea.
Okay. And it should work. It should work, you know, with an honest distributor. That's the idea, David.
Yeah.
And by the way, now I have your email. I'm sending you the pictures again, all right, so you have them. That's just an idea. You know, I basically what I'm trying to say is I don't need this huge, you know, my KD staffing site is different. That's got to go out to businesses on all the Google and the apps and all of that. My company has been with me for 5 years. Nobody can touch KD staffing. But my author website, my idea was, is what if I give it to you guys and you come up with just, you know, I have a network of 65,000 people. People love my marketing, okay? But I just can't do everything. And so I was thinking if I could send you some pictures and you could look at the other side, maybe you could find a new creative plan just to encourage people to buy this book. Is that a horrible idea? Huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And, I did send you two links on just media reviews. This book has already been press released about 4 times. Well, I'm going to have to press release it again. You know?
Yeah.
Right? And, I think the first guy that I talked to, I told him, hey, guys, you know, you've got a week, you know, to 2 weeks max to get this live, because I need those book listings by the book, you know, and they're coming. They can only relist a book so quickly. You can only smash down worldwide listings so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the way, David, this is a huge lawsuit for Amazon, and it's a lawsuit I can't afford. I don't even want to do it. I'm just flipping them the birdie. Amazon is doing authors very dirty right now, and they got busted. I have multiple. They ran a book sale behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
They switched out to somebody else's ISBN on the number, and I've got multiple records off my Amazon royalty and book reports. That's a huge problem, by the way. You're not going to make any money off books if a distributor like an Amazon doesn't put the damn books on your royalty report.
Yeah.
So, right? And it's a problem, and it's out there. I mean, there are other authors switching out on Amazon. And you can be a $13 trillion organization all you want and screw over authors. At some point, it's going to bite them in the ass. All right? So I'm just pulling out of it. Yeah. They're all like, well, we're going to decide if we're going to work with you. Fuck you. You screwed me over. I've got 2 books. They screwed me over on my first. David, these are number one legal, law, inspirational, testimonial, government, politic books. You know, this is an international public best-selling book, multiple awards. I've done all the filming. I've done podcasting. I've done, the book companies. We have press release. Like, I should have some big, you know, some big-ass sales on this book. And as soon as we listed the paperback, somebody decided not only did they screw me over on my first book, but let's screw this lady over on her second book. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, you got to ask, you know, if I'm a name in politics and I go back and I tell all the big names like the Ted Cruz's or the Donald Trump's or the congressmen and the senators, you can't list your books on Amazon because they're operating illegally, I don't have to litigate. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You know, we're going to pull somebody in and we're going to look at it for authors. But right now we're just trying to take care of me.
Sure, definitely. Like,
okay, just take care of me, huh?
Don't want to like use the Amazon to publish your book, and as well as you want to generate some money as well from this book, and definitely you're looking for the sales so people can actually purchase this from you throughout the website, and as well as your distributor who is basically doing the listings onto your book. So as soon as we done with the designing part, so I do have one suggestion for you, which will gonna help you to increase your sales a lot. So first of all, let me design the home page for you. And as soon as you feel like the design looks good and you're satisfied with the designs, then we will be moving forward and have words about the marketing, how you're basically going to increase your sales, how your book will basically going to get the customers on your website, okay?
So you do have a marketing plan, and is it affordable is my question.
Definitely. Everything will be according to your instructions. And as well as under your budget.
So you guys do advertise or market books? Is that basically what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But what kind of pricing plans do you have? Because we're looking at a $50,000 in the whole book that still needs marketing, which means I have to do it at an affordable rate. And David, so many people, huh?
If I can do for you less than the quote which you get, so.
What do your marketing plans typically start out at? You're going to have to give me some kind of range or send me information just so I can pre-plan. But what do you have? Because I'm sure you know, David, there's a million marketing companies out there, and it has to be something, you know what I mean, within a range. So what is your range on book marketing? Just talk to me about that.
Sure. If you can allow me a quick second so I can have my basically the marketer over the phone so we can explain you in a better way and as well as provide you with the pricing which is under your budget.
Okay, that's fair, okay? You have my attention. Most marketing companies, David, won't be talking to me, okay? Because I only need so much marketing, and it has to come in at an affordable rate.
Yeah,
you know,
call for, like, on a second so I can have him over the phone so I can explain you.
Okay, that's fair. And is it fair? Because I've got to give you some time. I know you just received the information. I so apologize. I sent it Monday because I don't like to hold anybody up, and I feel so bad that you're just now getting it. You know what I mean?
We are just looking for the only 48 hours from you to design the web page for you. And as far as regarding the concern, if you can allow me a quick second, I can have the right person over the phone so he can explain you the complete strategy for that and as well as the pricing.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Just give me a quick second.
Got it.
happy to be here. And this is actually March, very exciting month and book launch for writing the
Hello? Perfect. Ben stuck on all. Hey, not telling me. Stuck on hold. Book marketing.
Finland.